You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs edition. Joined today, as always, by Kerry Muscat, Cubs beat writer. Happy New Year, Kerry.
Happy New Year, Phil. Everything so far, despite just the weather in Chicago is a little brutal, but otherwise it's fine.
Yeah, we had a kind of dodge the bullet in December, and maybe we'll pay for it in January, but it's been sort of slow on the hot stove circuit after a very busy November and December. Going to start, our colleague Anthony Castrovince wrote an interesting thing recently with New Year's resolutions for all Major League teams. And Anthony's resolution for 2015 for the Cubs was to be the most improved club in baseball's deepest division. That to me seems, I would almost guess the Cubs have higher aspirations than that. What do you think about Anthony's, and do you have one of your own for the Cubs in 2015?
I can see why he'd pick that. You know, I know that they're anticipating being much, much better and much more competitive. And I know they don't want to finish in fifth place anymore, which they've done for, I think, the last four or five years. If I had to pick a resolution, I guess I would still want fans to try and be patient, which I know is impossible to expect of Cub fans because they've been patient. But it's going to be a really interesting year. And I think the biggest thing to me is just waiting to see when guys like Chris Bryant show up, you know, and how that impacts the rest of the lineup and how that impacts, you know, what's going to happen with this team.
Yeah, it's very interesting when you come off the year that the Cubs are coming off of, which, again, showed a little improvement, especially late in the year. It still take another 10 games just about to become have a winning record, and it does have a feel like if they made that level of improvement and got to a winning record but did not seriously contend for a playoff spot, that would almost be a disappointment. You feel like they're really are getting set up with expectations that might be a little out of whack given where they're coming from?
I guess to me, just a little. I mean, you added John Lester to the group, but nobody knows how Travis Wood's going to rebound from this past season. You know, Arrieta's done well. How will Kyle Hendricks do in his sophomore year? There's going to be some adjustment period, I think, mainly because there's a new manager and a new and some new coaches that are involved. One of the things I'd really like to see with the organization is a little, you know, consistency. Sorry, that's a hard word. Consistency. Only in that, you know, Madden's now the third manager in Theo's four seasons here with the team. So it's little things like that I just want to see how that happens. That's why I would sort of back off of, you know, any talk about the Cubs winning the division just yet.
Yeah, and certainly a strong division too, but looking at the off-season development and all of the talent that is starting to come at the high levels of the minor leagues and guys that will be in spring training, it certainly looks like, barring any other major moves between now and Mesa, the competition, you know, whether it's for the last jobs on the staff or even if it's young guys competing to be on a double-A roster or a triple-A roster instead of a double-A roster. I mean, it's pretty exciting thinking about all that talent that's going to be not just on the backfields but on the big fields in Mesa, isn't it, Kerry?
Yeah, plus the other thing to me is that, you know, I don't know, you know, I've heard stories about how Madden likes to use a lot of players and likes to use the whole roster. You know, I think for me coming into 2015, just as an observer of the team, is just what is Joe Madden like to do, and how is he going to adjust to the National League? It's more, you know, okay, you've got a guy like a Alcantara, and you've got Javi Baez projected as your starting second baseman. Plus, you also have a guy like Tommy La Stella. how is Madden going to work those three into the lineup? Is you know, Baez is his opening day second baseman, and then you've got Alcantara moving back and forth. I mean, it's I'm kind of curious to see that kind of stuff. You know, how is he going to manipulate all those players? You know, it's Castro, boom, he's at shortstop, and that's it. And then Baez doesn't play over there. Who's the opening day third baseman? Do we go with Luis Valbuena? Does Mike Olt, you know, does a light bulb come on for Mike Olt and he figures it out and we're going that way? So there's just, I know Cub fans keep asking me if I'm excited about 2015. I'm not really, I'm more curious. I think that would be a much better way for me to describe coming into this year.
Yeah, one situation I wonder if it, we know with the Theo Epstein front office that the roster's never set for very long and the next move's never very far away. Wondering about the catching situation now that they've added David Ross along with Miguel Montero. Do you think this is a situation where they almost have to trade Wellington Castillo before spring training, or could they go to spring training with essentially three big league catchers in Castillo, Montero, and David Ross?
Part of me would like to see them keep Castillo and have that depth, because they don't have that depth in the organization. I know it's probably not what Wellington would want to hear, because he probably wants to be the regular guy coming into the year. But I can also see how the Cubs would hang on to Welly and then maybe wait and make a move, you know, see how spring training goes with the three of them, and then make a move after that. I guess to me, that, like I said, there's not, it'd be really tough for Welly to go backwards from two seasons as the regular guy in the majors to AAA. I don't know if that's even, I don't know his option situation, but I guess part of me wouldn't mind seeing the team keep him, because I know that the depth in the organization just is a little weak at that position.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the way the Team Theo, Jed Hoyer, Jason McLeod, that's the way they operate, just to get that as much inventory in the organization as possible. So I'm with you. I don't necessarily think they certainly wouldn't give him away. I'm sure they've had plenty of chances this winter to move Castillo to another team and haven't done it.
Theo said that, you know, he's not shopping them. Not after they got Montero, the first thing he said to us was that they weren't shopping Welly. But he did say that, you know, they're also not going to say no if people call him and ask about him. So,
you know, development's always a big story with the Cubs, and this winter, Javier Baez, Aris Mendy Alcantara, a couple of guys definitely in the 2015 plans, playing some winter ball. What do you make of both of them in winter ball, Javi Baez and Aris Mendy Alcantara?
Well, I know Baez is down in Puerto Rico playing, and I know the fans are upset at the strikeouts. He did strike out 21 times and 43 at-bats in the regular season. He's been playing in the playoffs for Santurce down in Puerto Rico, and I also know that the Cubs hitting coach, John Maley, went down there to work with him for about 5 days. And it's not that John did, like, major makeover on Javi. It was more of just a sort of getting to know you kind of session, and gave him some things to work on. And also for him to see what Javi's approach is in games. It was a really good experience that way. And I think the key thing is that Javi knows better than anybody and any fan that he has to cut down on the strikeouts if he's going to be successful. He knows that better than anybody. So it's just a matter of let's see what happens in spring training when he shows up and he starts talking to the other players and everything. I think that'll work. Alcantara, I think, is had a pretty good winter for Lise. I don't think he's playing anymore. But and he played second. He played some outfield. Like I say, he'd be kind of interesting guy to see at the top of the lineup. I'm sort of eager to see how that goes, if the Cubs can use him that way, and if he's developed the on-base type approach that they want for that position.
Yeah, he was an interesting guy to me last year. He always seemed to be a guy that seemed like he'd get a lot of good things on the field, but his final totals, you know, didn't really reflect it. A little like, seems like year in, year out, Luis Valbuena, you see him do all these good things, and at the end of the year, the stats aren't quite what you think of. That's probably a good sign for a player.
Yeah, and again, it's just, you know, these guys, the best thing that happened to these guys, to Alcantara and Tobias and to Soler and Kyle Hendricks, is that they got the taste. They got a taste of what it's like. You know, people always, college football players always say that, you know, once they get to the pros, the game just goes so much faster. You know, here in the big leagues, you know, they can see that they, you know, if they're a pitcher, they can't get away with mistakes. You know, if they're a hitter, how the pitchers don't make many mistakes. So once they get that little taste of it, I think it helps them in the offseason coming into spring training, and it's, you know, it gives them something to think about and something to, you know, how much better do I have to be if I want to make it, that kind of thing.
Well, Kerry, my advice, try to stay warm, do the best you can in our Midwest winter, and we'll talk again soon. This is Phil Rogers for Kerry Muscat. This has been MLB.com Extras Chicago Cubs Edition.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.